got to get rid of it.
There it is.
Oh, oh. Clay didn't catch it. He went out of land. Instead, he'll turn and fire a three. Doesn't get the two, but gets the triple instead.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Dubs get the, I'll call it, a much-needed win against the Houston Rockets. Clay, Steph, Boogie, all playing great games. Steve Kerr, definitely still tired of Draymond. All that and more coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Dubs get the much-needed win against the Houston Rockets, 106-104. And that is without Kevin Durant. It was much-needed for a number of reasons. This team had been 4-6 coming into this game in their last 10. And they had been playing sloppy. Had given up games, given up leads. They lost to the friggin' Phoenix Suns a couple days ago at home. Plenty of reasons to try and get it together and plenty of reasons why this win was a big one. How about the fact that the Rockets had gone 3-0 against the Warriors this season? Plenty of reasons to get it together, get a good win, and they did that. And there's a lot of, not just the fact that they won and played well, there's a lot of positives coming out of tonight throughout the entire team. It wasn't just, oh, Steph went off for 50 and everyone kind of did their part. Boogie went off. I think it was his best all-around game as a Warrior so far. I mean, no question about it, all-around game for sure. He might have had a better offensive game somewhere else, but definitely best all-around game, offense, defense, passing, transition, etc. Clay got it going, which was great to see. Steph still struggled a little bit down the stretch. Was 3 of 9 from three tonight, but was good in the first quarter, which helped them get off to a great start. Especially because one of the things that's been plaguing them in slow starts is that Steph will start slow. So for him to get it going in the first was a huge boost for the Dubs tonight. He ended up going 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from three with 13 points. And the Dubs ended up winning that first quarter by 10, 33-23. So that was a huge boost for the Dubs, especially Steph, what he was able to do. Clay, solid in the first as well, 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from three. Draymond struggled all night, honestly. And that was kind of the joke I was making in the intro because, man, he had a rough night. He had a rough night, did his share of complaining. And, yeah, it wasn't his best look, wasn't his best game. But he did do some good things as well. I'm going to get to some of my notes throughout tonight's game because they're worth going over. There were some things that happened specifically throughout the game that need to be touched on. It was a great night from Cousins. Like I said, it wasn't just his best scoring game or anything. It was his best overall game. His passing was on point. And I mentioned Draymond in that first possession with the action they were running. Cousins drops a dime to Draymond for a wide open dunk that he misses. And Draymond just played sloppy the entire night. He had a couple of bad turnovers after that. They had an 8-point lead that early in the first, it got erased because of Draymond turnovers. That 8-point lead was 15-7. Then a couple of bad turnovers from Draymond. The Rockets are able to tie it up at 15, erase that 8-point lead. But as soon as that happens, Dubs go on a 14-2 run, bump that lead up to 12, 29-17. Towards the end of the first, there was some sloppiness with the Warriors, some fouls that, you know, they're going to have to clean up, especially because there were fouls with Houston in the bonus, which helped them cut it down from, you know, like a 14-point lead. They got it down to 10 by the end of the first, but it was, wasn't great. Great end to the quarter. But still, Warriors had the 10-point lead going into the second. In the second quarter, it was a struggle to start because the Rockets came out, scored, put up seven points to the Warriors, one, which they got on a technical free throw. Again, more bad turnovers from Draymond in the second. Unforced turnovers is the worst part, is a lot of these were just bad passes, careless passes from the Warriors. So that was tough, but they were able to overcome it, obviously. Cousins was a beast on the boards. He didn't have to battle too much, but part of why he didn't have to battle too much is because just his presence deterred people from even challenging him on certain ones. Seeing that he just had position, that he was going to get it, there's no reason to battle him in a losing cause. Cousins was great on the board. So was McKinney. So was Looney, but especially later in the game, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Houston was able to cut the lead from 12-4 late in the second quarter, and Steph barely touched the ball during that run. Still giving up way too many threes, or wide-open threes. I mean, look, if teams want to shoot contested threes, fine. But still giving up just way too many threes, too many defensive breakdowns for the Dubs. And Houston was able to outscore them by 8 in that second quarter, 21-29. And the fact that the Warriors put up 21 points in a quarter is not good. Klay was okay in that second quarter, but still not great. You know, he had 9 points, 3-for-7 from the field. DeMarcus was solid, but not great. He didn't get a ton of shots in the second quarter. But in that first half, he only had 7 points, but he had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. 2 steals as well. So Cousins wasn't doing a ton of scoring in the first half, but he still ended up with a season-high 27 because he got it going in the second half. I also just have to mention in my notes, I have an awful half from Draymond Green. And after that, I said Kerr is definitely still tired of Draymond. Definitely. After the way he played and the way he complained, Kerr is definitely still tired. Now, it was a tough start to the third because Houston came out on an 8-2 run, but the Warriors were able to come back immediately. The score was, 60-54, and then we got a couple of nice plays from Klay, a little heat check 3 from him. And one of the things I really took away from this game that I loved personally and I hope we'll continue to see is they were really using Boogie in that same sort of David West role where you get it to him on the post, either on the elbow or down low, whichever one, and you let people work off of him and let him make the decision whether to dump it off to someone or if someone cuts or to get to the hoop. And the biggest difference is Draymond can get to the hoop much better than David West could. Cuz in the third quarter had 10 points, 4-7 from the field. He had another assist, a couple more rebounds. He just had himself a really nice game. But seeing him play in the post like that with people cutting around him, cutting off him, and him dropping some serious dimes was great to see because it's something I've been wanting to see since they got him, since he came in and came back, was to try and bring that element that they lost without David West, because that's one of the things that bugs me when I hear people say, oh, the Warriors aren't as deep as they were before. Well, who's the guy that they miss, really? But David West is the only one that comes to mind for me. Because go ahead and name other people. If you want to say JaVale, fine, whatever. He could get you a couple points. But besides that, it's David West, and that's it. So it's good to see him be used in that same capacity. And one thing I want to mention before I do move on to other topics is Boogie's defense was absolutely solid tonight. He would get switched on to either Harden or Paul, Gordon, whoever, and he wasn't getting victimized the way you would have expect. And then when it came to Capella as well, he was solid against Capella. He still had a couple of alley-oops, and he'll get his buckets that way, but for the most part, Capella was a non-factor. I think Boogie did a great job, and I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that he played some damn good defense tonight. Steph did too. Steph is a good defender, especially on Harden. He'll get some ticky-tack fouls. Well, not ticky-tack, they're fouls. He'll get fouls where he decides to reach in because he just can't help it. But for the most part, Steph plays good D on Harden, and Boogie did as well. So that was one of the main positives too. A lot of positives for DeMarcus Cousins in what is his best game of the year so far. So I mentioned in the fourth that they were going to Cousins a lot in the fourth and in the third, but in the fourth they were going to him and to Klay, and there was a stretch during the fourth where they were kind of forcing it to Klay, trying to get it to him a little too much. On about three or four straight possessions, you could see on the last one when he went for like a little turnaround jumper that it fell way short and just that his legs weren't there. They just weren't there, which is fine. But I mean, it's fine that he got tired, but you can't just keep forcing it to him. One of the positives about tonight also was that Quinn Cook had a solid game. He really did. He went 3 for 3 from the field. 1 of 1 from three. A couple nice little layups. Had a only one rebound, but it was a big one where, you know, Cousins is boxing out Capella and Quinn went up there to get it. Solid game from him. Looney, even though he had the fouls, he was fouling a lot. He had 5 fouls in 14 minutes. He was solid as well. Was knocked down a three, went 1 of 2 from three, which is good for him because the shot's been struggling recently. And I mentioned on yesterday's pod that one of the things that they really needed, not just for tonight, not just for, you know, the game against the Rockets or for, you know, a couple games in the regular season, was that they needed one, at least one bench player to really start to show up and show up consistently. And we saw Quinn do that tonight. We saw Alfonso have a solid night. The way Alfonso attacks the boards is, it's awesome. That's the only thing I can say. It's aggressive, it's awesome, and it's a huge plus. Him and Looney had huge games tonight. Looney had 6 rebounds, 5 of them offensive. Alfonso McKinney, 5 rebounds, 1 offensive. Those are extra possessions that you get out to the best shooters in the world. Like, I can't understate how important those are. So seeing Alfonso get some good run and play well is big, and the coaching staff wants it too, because if he can prove to be a playable wing, he'll get playing time. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like, if Alfonso or if Quinn Cook is knocking down threes, that's great. They'll find a way to sprinkle that in. But if McKinney starts getting going, that's the most useful position for the Warriors, is the wing. So if he can do it, that would be a major bonus for the Dubs. But back to the fourth quarter, another solid one for Boogie. One of the other things he showed tonight, which was huge, was that he has that footwork back, man. He really started to look like the DeMarcus Cousins we've seen, just being a beast on the block. And there were a couple possessions where P.J. Tucker would come and double team and make a nice play. But for the most part, Boogie was just victimizing Clint Capella, or if he had P.J. Tucker one-on-one or whoever. And they also got some nice mismatches that they went to also that I've been wanting to see. Like, if you got Boogie on Eric Gordon, go for it. And why not try to get Boogie on Eric Gordon? So that was some good stuff to see as well. And I talked about his assist tonight. He had 7 assists. He could have had more. There were also some other dimes that, you know, just did not get cashed in. So he had himself a hell of a game. Steph was solid as well. Wasn't great in the fourth, but still contributed. And like I mentioned, his defense, he was a big part of the game, no question. Boogie ended with 10 in the fourth, 4 of 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And you saw him get subbed out late in the game for Kevon Looney, which is understandable. And he probably didn't love it, but that's one of the things that I have been impressed with from DeMarcus Cousins, is he'll have his emotions. You can't really get that out of him. You can't take that away from him. He's an emotional person, especially on the court. But usually post-game, he's calm, collected, knows the situation and understands, you know, it's best for the team. Like, I doubt he'll come out and say, yeah, that's bullshit. I had, you know, 27 points and coach takes me out at the end of the game. He'll say, yeah, I was upset, but it's understandable that Kevon Looney, you know, blah, 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 matchups, etc. I want to throw a shout out to Andre Iguodala as well, who started tonight. Not a huge game by any means. I mean, it's Andre. He had 3 points, but he did have 5 rebounds, 4 assists, but just he played well. Obviously you'd like some more scoring from him, but he just had one of those classic Andre games where he had a huge impact but did not show up in the stat sheet. I think that'll do it for tonight's game. Solid, solid showing from the Dubs. Jordan Bell, I'll mention him too. Got 11 minutes of playing time and was fine. I mean, that's the best I can, best compliment I can give, is that he was fine. Didn't score any points, but he did have 3 rebounds, 1 offensive, and 1 assist. So, I mean, he was part of the game. He was good. Sean Livingston, oddly enough, led the team in plus minus with plus 16, but only had 2 points. So this was an all-around effort for sure, but the big names were the big three, Cousins, Thompson, and Curry, obviously, who combined to score, now I got to do math, 81 points. That's it for this game. Dubs win 106-104. Much needed win. Up now a game and a half in the one seed above Denver. 4.5 against the Rockets. That's the nice part. Building more of a distance between the Rockets and them for that one seed. Going to take a quick break. Come back. Hear some post-game sound. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Warriors get the much-needed 106-104 win over the Houston Rockets tonight. As I said, the whole team played well, but DeMarcus Cousins, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry definitely stole the headlines, with Boogie being the main event, the headliner, etc. Steve Kerr talked after the game about how they're integrating Boogie and trying to find the best ways to use him, and just about the team's effort tonight and a nice win. Here's what Steve had to say.
You know, I think we got to remind ourselves that it's still pretty early in the process. I don't know how many games he's played for us, 20. We're all learning. You know, me too. I got to learn how to use him better. I thought we used him better tonight. I thought he did a phenomenal job of just getting down on the block and controlling the game down there. So, you know, it's a good win for us, and we got 15 games left now to continue to figure out how to use everybody, the combinations, all that stuff. So this was a good night.
How do you use him better, particularly?
Well, I think we, you know, changing the rotation, splitting up DeMarcus and Draymond seemed to be effective, and space the floor a little bit more. And I thought DeMarcus did a good job getting down on the block. I thought Dot really did a good job of getting us organized, getting him down there, and. I think Sean was like a plus 16 tonight, and our bench did a great job. Quinn Cook comes in, knocks down some shots. JB gave us big minutes, so really good team win.
There's Coach Steve Kerr talking about Boogie and just how they're figuring out how to use him. And for those who don't know, Dot is Sean Livingston. He said thought Dot played a great game, and that is Sean Livingston. He also mentioned staggering the minutes and playing time between Boogie and Draymond, which I thought was a factor of Kevin Durant being out. So instead of having Draymond, Klay, and Boogie with that second unit, it was Draymond and Klay. It was Boogie and Klay, and Draymond then played with Steph in that first unit or just later rotations, etc. And so we'll see if that's something that continues, because I like that he mentioned the spacing, because I've always thought Quinn Cook should get more time just solely for the fact that he can knock down a three. I mean, I look at Houston and I get a little jealous sometimes that they have these guys that can hit threes throughout their roster, but part of that is they just get the opportunity to where a guy like Quinn Cook doesn't. So I'd love to see Quinn Cook get more playing time, especially in that second unit with Boogie, where they're spacing the floor better without Draymond out there, and, you know, can maybe get Quinn going, get Boogie going more, which we saw tonight. I had mentioned before one of the annoying things was Boogie was getting matchups against strictly other centers. And it wasn't so much just that. It was also the fact that they had no spacing where, you know, Draymond's man would be able to sag off and double-team Boogie in the post, and he couldn't get a shot. But we saw tonight, Boogie, you know, victimized Capella. So maybe that's part of it, the fact that there was more spacing on the floor. I mean, Steve Kerr seems to believe so. So hopefully that means more playing time for Quinn Cook moving forward, because his floor spacing is a bonus. I mean, it's a factor. It's something that has to be factored in. And it's not just the shot making. It's the floor spacing. You know, there's a theory that if Steph Curry just played at the hash mark the entire game without taking a shot, just stood there on offense without taking a shot the entire game, that he would still have an impact on the game, because you can't just leave him out there. Quinn Cook obviously doesn't have the same gravity as Steph, but you have to cover him. You have to account for him, which opens up the floor. So that was interesting. I also like that he gave credit to Jordan Bell and Dot and Quinn as well. What we do know is that it was a big game for DeMarcus Cousins. He was the headliner, main event, whatever you want to call it, of this game. And Clay was asked about DeMarcus Cousins and just his impact and how his all-around game improved, and that tonight was one of his best games. Here's what Clay had to say on the subject.
It was a good matchup out there for him. You know, and he's so good at using his size against longer defenders. He just played one of the, probably the most complete game he's played since he's been here. I mean, I was getting wide open looks from his passing ability, and he has a whole new dimension to our team, so you saw what he can do with us tonight.
Clay, as usual, short and to the point, but it's the truth. He was getting open looks off of Boogie's passing. And it was funny, in his post-game press conference, he talked with Doris Burke after the game, the on-court interview, and he said, I haven't had a center like that that can pass like that, get me open looks like that since Bogut. And Bogut's coming back, too. And then as Doris was asking the next question, he goes, and Zaza, sorry, Zaza, shout out, Zaza. And it was pretty funny. I'm surprised he forgot David West. Like, David West might show up at his house now. He might have to, Clay might have to call him or something to apologize. But it was a great game for Boogie. He was asked about not only his game tonight, but just the constant drama and focus on the Warriors coming from Sacramento and just how different it is. Here's what Boogie had to say about that.
It's cool. We all been in this business long enough to know how it goes. And I've been around this team, how things go around here. And you're always looking for something to make a story about. So, I could care less. I know y'all got to do y'all job, and I got to do mine. So, y'all looking for a story. It is what it is.
Have you been surprised this year? It does seem like it's a different something every day around
here. Oh, it's something every day. It's like, my grandmother, when I was younger, she had this show she used to watch. I'm sure y'all heard it, As the World Turns. And, it was just, she called it her story. I got to watch my story. I used to watch it with her, and, every episode, it was something. That's what this has turned into, As the World Turns.
First off, shout out grandma. Shout out all grandmas, straight up. They're the best, no doubt. Funny remarks from Boogie, but it's true. It is something every other day with this team, from, tough losses and drama to, they play great tonight, so is everything fine now? Who knows? But I thought those were good comments from Boogie. And Draymond was actually asked the same question in his availability, and he had an interesting take on it as well that I want to play for you also. So here it is.
I think it'll continue to be more and more just because media becomes more and more important. And not necessarily saying it's no shot at you guys, but it becomes more and more important because social media is becoming more and more important. There's more cameras than ever. There's more voices than ever. So I think it'll continue to be more and more each year because all of those aspects continue to grow. And there's no changing that. So, yeah.
There's Draymond. I thought that was a pretty smart, interesting take on his part. Just knowing that even though it can be annoying, all the drama, all the attention paid to the Warriors and whatnot, that it's just part of the game and it's good for the game because of how important media is. It gets them a lot more attention, a lot more notoriety, gets them more endorsements, all that stuff. Draymond's a smart dude, so he understands it, but I just thought it was interesting to hear him say it. And on top of that, Draymond had noticed that some Rockets players and head coach and GM might have started feeling confident and saying some things about the Warriors. Because Draymond Green, of course, had some things to say. And if you expected Draymond to hold back, I don't know what to tell you. You'd be wrong. Here's what Draymond had to say about some of the comments and confident talk he saw coming out of the Rockets locker room recently, and I'm sure you can figure out how Draymond felt about it.
There was a lot of confident chatter coming from their locker room the last few days. How much did you follow that?
Somebody sent it to me. It is what it is. I guess they should be confident. If they're not confident, who's going to be confident for them? So they should be confident.
Does that juice you guys up at all more than
usual? For what? We don't need to be juiced up for them talking. We beat them. So we don't need to get juiced that they say we're not on their level. That just that's dumb. Doesn't make sense. And I'm not sure stupidity juices anyone. It's just like, oh, that's dumb. So, no.
No one gets juiced up off stupidity, man. I love it. Someone had to say something because, man, there was a lot of talk coming from Houston, whether it was Austin Rivers saying he locks down the Splash Brothers, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, could they get more unlikable personalities on this Houston team? I mean, they really have tried as hard as possible to get the most annoying, unlikable players on there. And Austin Rivers is definitely one of them. Maybe he's, I'm sure he's a great guy, but man, his public persona is terrible. I also want to mention we are, you know, we're up against it right now. Can't go too much longer, but Draymond also talked about the job the coaching staff did and just how, you know, a lot of people talk about players, but for this team to reach its full potential, everyone has to be locked in. And so he gave the coaching staff a lot of credit tonight as well. Going to take one last quick break, wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton just went over most of the post-game sound and a lot of the game as well from the Warriors' 106-104 win against the Houston Rockets. Golden State was without KD. DeMarcus Cousins had his best game of the year, best all-around game, no question. Going to do some quick league pass picks for this evening. There are six games tonight and a couple of good ones. Thunder's Pacers is one I'm looking at. The Thunder are coming off a back-to-back, and the Pacers have been playing well. Obviously, we know that, but I mentioned the other day about the Pacers, how, you know, you check the standings every day and expect to see them falling, and they had been holding strong in that three seed. No longer. They are officially the four seed in the East, tied with the Sixers, who jumped them with the tiebreaker. They have the same record, but this game will be a good one for just basketball reasons. But on top of that, the seeding race in the East. Thunder pretty firm in that three seed in the West. And then I would also go with Kings Celtics. Kings, four games out of the eight seed, still fighting for a playoff spot. Not out of it yet. It's going to be a tough one for them to make happen this year, but still alive. And they played the Celtics hard last week, playing them again tonight. So that'll be one to watch for as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.